This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's great to be back. Down for the count over the weekend. Thought I tested positive for greatness, and my wife said, no, you've tested positive for COVID. Saturday morning, stayed in bed and had to sick out yesterday. We set up a makeshift studio. If you're watching on Peacock, and why wouldn't you be? Download the app, watch for free. I'm outside in the grilling area, and the backroom guys did a great job in setting this up yesterday. The Danettes are safely and hopefully secured in the man cave there. Occasionally we'll come out, got mask on, and then we'll talk from 15 feet away on what we're going to be doing next segment there. And Seton goes, why don't we do shows maybe on Friday outside? And I go, I guess. I mean, I'd look. Do you guys want to do that on occasional Friday?
Sure. Scene? Well, that's, yeah, Paulie and I were talking about it. And it's like, why not? It's like a whole new set here in the in the man cave.
Okay. Yeah, Paulie.
People are calling today's episode between two grills, like between two ferns.
Okay. That could have been good if the timing was a little better there.
I know. Well, I was looking at the shrubs behind you. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah. I think they're called shrubs.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not an arborist.
877-3DP show. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. If you're just joining us, big news with Tom Brady. I don't know when he's going to retire, but when he does, apparently he's going to work for Fox as their lead analyst for their NFL games. We also had Mike Florio on from Pro Football Talk, and he said he wouldn't rule out seeing cities like Dallas and Chicago getting another NFL team, putting those teams in the big markets. If you're Jerry Jones, you're always going to be king. You're the Cowboys. Remember when Jerry didn't want Houston in? Like, that was going to impede on the – that didn't do anything to the Cowboys' popularity. But if you could get and maybe these owners look at what happened with the Rams and Stan Kroenke. I'm going to build a $5 billion stadium, have the Chargers help me pay for it. Come on in. You get another two teams in Chicago and Dallas. You're Jerry Jones. What do you care about? If the Bears are going to build a new stadium out in the suburbs, you get another team in there. I don't see Chicago doing it. I could see Dallas doing it for some reason.
Aren't you shocked by this as even a morsel of a story? I no matter what you think of the Dallas Cowboys, can't think of a team that controls a state, even though there's another team in that state, more than the Cowboys. And same with the Bears. I mean, the Bears are bigger than all the other teams in town combined, truly. It's hard to picture any Bears fan saying, you know what, I'm gonna go here for a year or two.
Well, maybe if you get a team that's good that comes into town.
We're fine with being below average.
Okay.
Fans. We're used to it.
Yeah. Well, Dallas hasn't won anything in 30 years. They're still the most popular franchise. We had best and worst of the weekend with the Danettes. Paulie, we didn't have time for you in the last hour.
Best of the weekend. I'm going to go with the F1 race, the Grand Prix down in Miami. More so the production. It made it feel like a really big event. The celebrities there, yeah. The look, the camera work, the interviews. There was this guy walking around, I'm not going to give his name. He was interviewing people on pit road. He didn't recognize some of the celebrities, which was, whether it was on purpose or not, it was really good TV. The only bummer was there was not one American who finished in the top 20.
Well, I don't know if that was on purpose.
I'm kidding.
He thought Patrick Mahomes was there, and it turned out it wasn't Patrick Mahomes.
And like Dwayne Wade says, excuse me to him. He goes, oh, no problem. And he's looking for other famous people to talk to.
Somebody's got to help that reporter so he doesn't look like a fool. Where you go, that's such and such. He played at Duke. That guy is kind of famous. You know, Paolo Banchero. That's not Patrick Mahomes. I like that Patrick Mahomes was watching or told about it, and then he sent out an emoji, like, you know, laughing at this. Well, you know, Mahomes is what, 6'2"?
Yeah.
Banchero is what, 6'8"? I maybe have a similar haircut, something like that. But you start to do an interview, and you're like, you realize the person you're interviewing realizes you don't know who he is. And if you watch it, and I thought, okay, this is funny if everybody's in on it. And then I realized maybe it's not, it's cringy.
I've never been to Kansas City, so I don't know.
Yeah, Paulie.
Can the Chiefs get back in the Super Bowl? I hope so. I really don't care if the Chiefs are back in the Super Bowl.
No, wouldn't it have been great if he said, you know, these other guys, there's not a quarterback in the history of the sport better than me. I'm the best ever. Tyreek Hill, yeah, we don't need him. That guy's overrated. Yeah, that guy's soft. We don't need him.
Worst of the weekend, people who complain on social media that the Kentucky Derby coverage on TV goes on too long. It's really easy to not watch. You just don't watch it and put on any other channel. The Derby is the same thing every year. I think the horse race, the action, kind of starts around 6:20 p.m. Eastern and goes to about 7. So if you want to watch just that part, but it's fascinating that people are going, oh, this coverage is so laborious. Why is it going on so long?
It's got pretty pictures. This isn't for you, the diehard sports fan. This is for your wife, your mom, your girlfriend, your kids. They get to see the pretty pictures. People dressed up, and you get the horses, you get the backstory. That's what this is. I mean, it's no different than the Super Bowl. It's just we love the stories with the Super Bowl. With the Derby, you don't know much of anything going on. The most famous trainer has been suspended. He wasn't even allowed to be there, but his horses were. And then you have a horse that, it's almost like they said, you know, when you need another person to round out your starting five or baseball and you need somebody to play right field, and then all of a sudden right field becomes Babe Ruth. That's what happens. Like, got a horse that's scratched. Can you guys go outside and see if a horse wants to come in and run? Yeah, what's your name? Oh, that horse that's Rich Strike. Yeah, okay, whatever. Come on in. It's like Kurt Warner bagging groceries, and they go, do you want to play football? We need a quarterback. Yeah, sure. Next thing you know, he's a Hall of Famer. I don't know if Rich Strike ever wins again, but that's history. The call was spectacular. The race, the coverage, the drone shot of the horse where you get to see, because a lot of times you don't realize how a horse has to, the jockey has to navigate to get to that point. Horses get boxed in all the time. And when you have 18, 19, 20 horses, And there are owners who just want to be able to say, I was in the Kentucky Derby. They don't do that usually with other, you know, the Belmont or the Preakness. But they want to do this and say, yeah, I got a horse running in the Kentucky Derby. Now, may finish last, but you did have a horse running in the Kentucky Derby. It feels like there's a status to that. And maybe that's what this owner thought. Hey, you know what? Let me throw him out there. Have some fun. Hey, I'm going to be able to watch my horse run. It's winning the Kentucky Derby, and down the stretch they come. Yes, Paul.
A lot of people, well, right when the Rich Strike won the race, afterwards they're kind of walking the horse off the track, and it started biting the other horse, like the guiding horse, I don't know the term,
yeah.
And it starts biting and kicking up its heels. And people on social media were having fun, like, dude, act like you've been there before to the horse. Hey, don't celebrate this big time. You're too mature.
Do you think that horse maybe had something to say about Rich Strike before the race, and then Rich Strike's like, yeah, what do you think of me now?
Like the horse was like, you know you're not going to win.
Yeah.
Do a hoof flip.
Yeah.
Just try not to humiliate yourself,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Everybody's laughing at you, Rich. They are? Yeah. You have no chance. You're going to finish DFL.
All right, Richard.
Yeah. Yeah. United States men's basketball team has won four straight gold medals. But the rest of the world is closing in with the talent gap. Because the last four MVPs have been won by either Giannis, the Joker. Well, Joker's going to get his on Wednesday. So those are the last four. The you know, you start to look at this and you go, okay, this is the impact of the dream team, in my opinion. All over the world. Now, these countries don't have collectively enough talent that the United States has. But if you start to look at this, if this is what 30 years or 25 years represents, what's the next 20 years going to look like in these other countries? Then you're going to get some real competition for the United States. But you look at Luka, you look at Joel Embiid, you look at the Joker, you look at Giannis. These are four best players in the game right now. They didn't play in college. They didn't play AAU. And Team USA is still going to be the favorite next time they take the court. But with the NBA having connections in more countries than ever, that competition's on the way, more so than just individual talents. Team talents at some point. All right, let me get best and worst of the weekend. Some people have been on hold for quite some time. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. Good morning. What's on your mind?
What up, though? One time for chat roll. Listen, Dad, first of all, I'd like to tell you thanks a lot because from the first time the pandemic hit to right now, man, the one thing about being a fan of Dan Patrick that makes it easy, you never get cheated. You're always there for us, and you try to plow through, brother. So really, really appreciate it. Happy belated birthday to Tyler the Motivator from In the Back from Chat Row. My dog celebrated a birthday over the weekend, so happy birthday to him. I got a best and two worst. My best is going to be the Golden State Warriors victory, as well as that whole entire series, man. That's just some good basketball. Don't have a dog in a fight, but the emergence of Jordan Poole and watching him make the right decisions at the right time. That's what a point guard does. Really, really good. Worst is going to be, I got some 10 folks in Indiana, and usually we'll put up $100 a piece to go in on the Kentucky Derby and mess with the dogs, you know, the underdogs. He calls me up this year. I just happened to be in the dealership looking at jet skis. I'm like, man, I'm not getting ready to waste my money this year. Okay, when we win, blah, blah, blah. I have not answered a call from this guy the entire weekend. They've been sending me pictures and stuff, man. Kind of depressing, but it is what it is, brother. Second worst, man, they hurt my feelings on the internet. Somebody on Dan Patrick on Facebook said that Jeff in Detroit is the worst. So you know what I say to that? I stuck it, Jeff in Detroit. If anything, Paulie told me self-deprecation is the best. You guys have a good
all
one.
Right. Thank you. People coming after Jeff in Detroit. He'll get in his Uber and come and get you. Former Detroit police officer there. There was a moment in the Cleveland Guardians game that is making the rounds. The play-by-play call, Bally Sports Ohio, Matt Underwood and Rick Manning, the broadcast team, and the Cleveland Guardians against the Chicago White Sox. And keep an eye, an ear, on the name of the player that they're talking about for the White Sox.
There's a ball hit toward right field. Sheets coming in. Drops the ball! The Guardians will score first as Kwan comes home into second base is Owen Miller.
Are you kidding me?
Just simply botched it.
So Devin Sheets, are you sheeting me?
Is that what you heard?
That's what I heard. I think that they were having fun with it, but people thought that Rick Manning, former center fielder for the Indians, that he was swearing. But are you sheeting me, I think, is what. Play it one more time, Mar.
Man, there's a ball hit toward right field. Sheets coming in. Drops the ball! The Guardians will score first as Kwan comes home. Into second base is Owen Miller.
Are you kidding me? Sheets just
simply botched it.
So if you add Sheets and kidding and you combine them, it's Sheets-ing. And that's where we get, are you sheeting me?
That is incredible audio.
It is.
That is just unbelievable. It's like sleight of hand or something like that.
Because they're combining two words, you know, sheets and kidding.
You have to listen really closely to hear the kidding.
Let's hear it one more time.
Man, there's a ball hit toward right field. Sheets coming in. Drops the ball! The Guardians will score first as Kwan comes home. Into second base is Owen Miller.
Are you kidding me? Sheets just simply botched it.
Hard to get out of your head.
And Sheets, are you kidding me? And you combine that right at the same moment. And that's when people go, wait, did you hear what Rick Manning said? And I'm thinking, I'm going to guess he played off of the name Sheets. And then I thought he was the one that was joking by saying, are you sheeting me? It was just the announcer said Sheets, and then he had kidding in there. All right, Reggie Miller is going to join us coming up. Get his thoughts on the timing of the MVP, when it's handed out. That leads to the problems we have now where people saying, well, it should have gone to Joel Embiid. The Joker's already out of the playoffs. The NBA should hand out that award right as the regular season ends. Take a break. We're back with Reggie Miller after this. Even though I'm under the weather today, that's weather today, I do have in my hand, if you're watching on Peacock, even if you're listening on the radio, I have my M Drive here. I had my M Drive, had my fruit smoothie, got a little scoop there of M Drive, and I'm good to go. Everyday supplement for driven guys, even those battling COVID. Clinically tested ingredients. M Drive supports healthy testosterone levels. Boost energy, helps you feel your best every day. Not ready to slow down? M-Drive has a supplement for you. You can find M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop, or go to mdrivedan.com. Try it risk-free, free shipping. You don't feel more energized after 60 days. And trust me, I needed to feel energized over the last 72 hours. Get your money back guarantee. You're getting older. It doesn't have to be a problem. Look and perform at your best with M-Drive. Well, I don't look or perform my best today, but mdrivedan.com, more strength, energy, T-support to fuel your daily drive. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL. They've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
A lot of new t-shirts. Go to danpatrick.com. Some fun things there. If you would have said a team is going to go 0-15 to start a game from three-point range, the last team that I would be picking to do so would be the Golden State Warriors. Well, according to the Elias Sports Bureau, the Warriors, the first team to go 0-15 from three-point range to start a playoff game since the Thunder went 0-16 game three of the 2011 Western Conference Finals. Reggie Miller, Hall of Famer, Turner Sports Analyst. He's on the call for TNT's coverage of the Mavs and the Sun series. Game 5 coming up tonight in Phoenix at 10 Eastern. How are you, Reg?
Much better than you, my friend. How are you feeling? Well wishes out to you, and I'm sure your family as well, because if you get it, most likely they may get it. So I hope the Theodore family is doing well.
Well, you remember Jordan when he was in Utah and he had the flu game. I mean, that's what this is about, only it's 5 times worse. I mean, I'm
okay. Well, let me ask a question. Who is the Pippen? Who's holding you up? Like, who's carrying you to the bench every time out? Who's your Pippen?
I don't think I have anybody that strong. I would have Marvin, but he's got small hands and he might drop me. And I worry about that.
well wishes. I hope you get 100% well soon, my friend.
Hey, Reg, do they measure hand size in the NBA? Like at the combine?
They didn't when I came out in 87. Obviously, they didn't do a lot of things back in 1987, but they do now. They do now. And I do believe Kawhi Leonard, still registered to date, has the biggest hands. I may be wrong on this, but if he doesn't have the biggest, he's one of the top three in terms of hand size. Yes,
but
they do measure.
Wasn't this a big deal for Shaq that his hands were too big? You know, that was always his hands are so big, that's why he can't shoot free throws. I'm like, I don't know. Kareem could shoot free throws, and last I looked, he seemed pretty big as well, so I don't. Can you have too big a hands in the NBA?
I don't think so. I mean, MJ had huge hands, and he was a pretty good free throw shooter, scorer. So
yeah,
I think Shaq did okay in his career, right? Having big hands, and you know, like he would always tell us while we were playing him, "Keep following me, Reg. I'm going to make the ones that matter the most to hurt you." So I was like, "We're going to keep sitting you there, big fella." And sure enough, he made the ones that mattered the most against us.
Did you see where Rudy Gobert said he would lock up Shaq if Shaq was playing against Rudy Gobert?
Okay, look.
What's Rudy talking about?
it's almost laughable because I'm trying to think of players in the 90s that had somewhat of Rudy Gobert's size at 7 feet, slender frame. David Robinson comes to mind. And I think Shaq kind of ate him up at times, but it's almost laughable. It's hard to say because, look, Shaq's not playing and Rudy's in the league right now, but there was no answer for Shaquille O'Neal. And I know, you know, he's a coworker. People are thinking, well, of course you're going to say nice things about him. I couldn't stand the dude because the dude denied me a ring. So I'm not saying this because he's a coworker. I'm saying we personally had no answer for him. We had Rick Smith, Antonio Davis, Sam Perkins. We threw everything at Shaq, and we could not stop him. And ask Jason Kidd the same thing. Ask Dikembe Mutombo in Philadelphia the same. There was no answer for Shaquille O'Neal. So, Rudy, I love you. You're a, what, 3- or 4-time Defensive Player of the Year? That's great. But trust me, dude, y'all would have had zero answer for Shaqalicious down low.
Okay, how would Shaq – would Shaq be better now or worse now?
It's funny you say that. I think worse. I don't think he would obviously still be dominant, but because the rules are now, I mean, he would have to have somewhat of a face-up game, which he doesn't have. You know who I would love to see Shaq go against would be Joel Embiid or Jokic, the current and back-to-back MVP. I think Jokic would give him more of a problem than Rudy Gobert.
How so?
Because Rick did – early Rick Smiths, when Shaq was younger and in Orlando, Rick Smiths gave him a lot of problems because he could face him up and he could score over either shoulder. Shaq admits that. Now, when Shaq became Shaq with the Lakers and was the most dominant player in the game, he owned Rick. But I would love to see Shaq versus Jokic and his skill set. That would be a little bit more fair of a comparison.
Yeah, I'm curious about that as well. Like, Jokic, people have problems, it feels like, now because we're seeing what happens in the postseason. Luka's playing well for his team. Embiid comes back. We see his value. You know, the Joker won this based off the regular season. My problem is... Yeah, but Reg, the longer we wait to hand out the award, it feels like that person is open to more criticism. Joker can't play. They were bounced early by Golden State. We know that. But this is what they did during the regular season. If they give the award right after the end of the regular season, then I don't think we have this argument or, you know, a further discussion on this. And I think it's unfair to Joker. You don't want to give it to him? Okay, fine. If you think he's just a statistical anomaly and, you know, the nerds love this and analytics, then fine. But he did what he did during the regular season. That's what this is based upon.
100% agree with you. Drop the mic on all that. And I think the league is somewhat dropping the ball by extending these regular season awards as the playoffs kind of, you know, trudge on. I think they just need to drop all the awards the first day or the second day of the playoffs and let them be, because it's not fair to the Joker. And let me be clear here. Him winning back-to-back MVPs, people need to understand it's a regular season award, not the playoffs. That's why we have a finals MVP for what guys do somewhat during the playoffs, but more importantly, what they do if they're lucky enough to get to the NBA finals. That's the MVP all players want, because at number one, you won the championship and you were the best player in that series. So it's not fair to the Joker. He had an unbelievable season along with Joel Embiid. It was either or, in my opinion. They both deserved it. They both played unbelievable. But people need to understand it's a regular season award, and that's why he got it.
Reggie's on the call for TNT's coverage. Mavericks Suns Game 5 tonight in Phoenix at 10 Eastern. How big of a deal will the Chris Paul family fan interaction be with tonight's broadcast?
Oh, none. I think Chris said his piece, and I'm the Dallas Mavericks and their security staff have addressed the situation. I don't think that will have any lingering effect here on game five. What the Suns need to have more concern on is getting out to the Dallas Mavericks shooters. This series is so simple. If you look at games one and two, Monty Williams and the Suns said, Luka, beat us. 45 in game one, 35 in game two, but they shut down all the others. Brunson, Dinwiddie, Finney Smith, Maxi Kleber to a certain degree, and they won going away. When it shifted to Dallas, Luka's usage rate came down. He was still good. He wasn't great, but everyone else, the others, their usage rate went up. Guys started to make shots. And that's what happens normally when you're in your home court, you know, surroundings. So if you're the Suns, you're more concerned about now the others have gotten going. What happens if Luka has one of those Luka games on the road and those guys continue to make shots?
Yeah.
You could very well see the Mavericks coming in here in the pivotal game five when it's 2-2. They could win this game if those guys continue to make those threes like they're doing.
I was wondering about the fans. Fans' interaction feels like they're a little bit more emboldened than they've ever been. It feels like we see it more. There's cell phone cameras here. Compare fan interaction with players when you were playing as opposed to what you know we're seeing right now almost on a nightly basis.
Well, you're just seeing it now because of what you just mentioned, cell phone videos. There really wasn't that. When I was going through, look, the fans say some crazy stuff. I'm not going to lie. They do. And
could you get a fan kicked out, Reg? Did you ever, back in the day, could you say, I want that fan removed, like LeBron did to that couple earlier this year?
You could. It will depend on the situation. LeBron, Chris Paul, and all players. Russell Westbrook has done it a few times. You know, the incident he had in Utah, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Look, fans do cross the line in some of the things they say. And, yes, you can have fans removed. It helps if the official is near and can hear some of this stuff. But when it turns towards a player's family, and I'm on Team Chris Paul on this, because if someone would have put hands on my mama bear with my kids watching that, forget the game. I'm jumping the rope tube and heading up in the stands. And I know players always get – you know, the black eye when they react. We're not robots, right? Because good and well, you wouldn't say this to me if I'm walking down the street, but you're going to say this in this controlled environment, especially to his wife. So I understand the frustration that CP3 is going through. I would have liked to have seen more Suns security with the family because you are walking into a hostile environment. But that gives... that still doesn't give any right for someone to put hands on you. Joking, drunk, or not, do not put your hands on anyone else, especially a female. You just don't go there. And you knew that his kids are right there with her. There's no excuse for that. I'm glad they addressed it, but I would have a hard time not going into the stands chasing the dude as well. That's just my thinking.
I don't know how athletes stop themselves from going after somebody because you can hear it and you can act like you don't hear it. But if you cross the line, it's going to cost you a lot.
Dan, let me just say this. I've heard a lot of vile things in my career directed towards me. I get that. That's part of the beast. I did sign up for it, being in a professional athlete in a professional setting. I get that. The problem I have is if you're going to direct that to a family member of mine who has come to support me and you direct that and then it gets physical. That's the problem I have. I can take all the vile comments and the vulgar comments. I just feel that I have broad shoulders and I can shut you up with my play. And if I don't, you'll see me another day to try and do that. But when it turns physical, that's the problem I have where – I just let people know we are not robots because I wouldn't do that to you or your family members. So don't do that to my family members and think it's okay.
Well said. Bucks, Celtics, we got a series. These two teams don't like each other. And I mean, Boston could be up 3-1. Feels like they've been the better team here. And Milwaukee without Chris Middleton, Al Horford. Al Horford's your age, Reg.
Don't say that. The man's 34 years old.
Oh, okay.
But he feels like he's 54 years old at some of the games that he's played this year. But isn't this the great thing about the playoffs when guys out of nowhere, Al Horford, Dorian Finney-Smith, goes 8-for-12 from threes for Dallas? That's the beauty of the playoffs. Who of your others, who can step up at the right moment, at the right time? And if you're Milwaukee, you're starting to think, okay, I know Middleton's not coming back for the rest of the series. Does Giannis have enough in the tank going against Grant Williams, Al Horford, Jason Tatum, and Jaylen Brown? These are four guys that it's like a revolving door that's having to guard Giannis. And it kind of looks like, is he wearing down a little bit without his Robin next to him in terms of Chris Middleton being that second guy to take the load off of him for scoring?
Yeah, you start to look at this and you go, okay, Milwaukee should be the better team, but that's if they're fully assembled.
Oh, I necessarily wouldn't say that because the Celtics, let's not forget, second best record in the East and have the best defense since January 1st. So I'm not surprised at what we're seeing. Case in point, look what they did to Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in the first round. So we shouldn't be surprised at how they are limiting the Bucks and Giannis. I just think Boston has something special brewing, but you cannot forget, and I'll go back to what Milwaukee did after losing those first two to Phoenix last year in the NBA playoffs and rattling off four straight, and how Giannis was fantastic, especially in those last two ball games. I never want to put anything past him because he is that special of a guy who can, on given nights, can carry you. He hasn't shot the ball great, so you have to assume he's due to have one of those games where he just goes crazy. But I think the series is going seven. It's fun to watch.
All right, I don't want who is the most valuable player. I want who is the best player in the NBA. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends. Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Okay, I'm going to approach it towards this. If I was on the floor in my prime, who do I think I would have a better shot at winning right now? Wow. I really love Joel Embiid. I just think he puts so much pressure at both ends of the floor. I like Joel Embiid.
See, you would be better with the Joker.
Probably with the Joker because of his passing.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Giannis, I think, is the best player. I just think offensively and defensively, it feels like he's consistent. Embiid is great, but if you said, you know, going out there, who could help you win a championship? I would definitely say Joker would over the other two. But I think Greek Freak is
too. I think Giannis could too. And I think LeBron, you know, we keep sliding LeBron too. I mean, I know he's 37 and all, but.
Not the best player in the game. Not the best player in the game.
He's not the best player in the game, but you could win with him.
Yeah, but could you
win with him?
Could you win with Luka?
Oh, man, he's making some dudes that were at Walmart a year ago look pretty good. Okay? He's making some dudes that were like on the chopping block look like all-stars.
Well, that's when people say, well, look at what Joker did with his supporting cast. I said, look what Luka's doing with his supporting cast there. Like, if you really want to give credit to somebody, Luka could emerge as the most valuable player by the end of these playoffs. If they knock off Phoenix and he goes to the Western Conference Finals with that group, then, you know, now we're talking about, oh, what you did with the supporting cast. And Luka's putting up unbelievable numbers every single night, and he's doing it in the postseason.
Davis Bertans, Maxi Kleba, Dorian Finney-Smith. And people are like, who? What? Dwight Powell. Think about some of the names I'm mentioning here, and Luka has made them look like he's getting them paid right now. Yeah. He's getting them paid.
Yeah, Brunson. Brunson's going to get paid.
Jalen Brunson's definitely going to get paid.
Have fun tonight, Reg.
But before I go, you can also make the case for Joel Embiid. Look at the first two games without him in Miami.
Yeah.
They look terrible. He comes back with the mask. The series is tied 2-2 heading back to South Beach. So we can make the case for Joel Embiid as well.
The over-under for James Harden tonight is 20.5. What do you have? Or James Harden, yeah. James Harden.
I think Stella has found her groove. I think game four, where he went crazy, I think he's figured out, I am a former MVP. I have been runner-up to MVP a couple seasons.
Wait, he just didn't get in shape overnight, Reg. Come on.
I'm taking the over.
All right.
I think he figures it out.
All right. He's still not in shape. You're in better shape. You haven't played in how many years? You're in better shape than James Harden is, right?
No, I am not. Don't try to bait me, Theo.
You are in better shape.
James, don't handle your business and stop me. Just stay away from the Cuban food. Just stay away from the Cuban food and he'll be all right.
If you guys were
stay away from Prime.
If you were on a tandem bike, you'd be doing all the pedaling, Reg.
Hey, James, don't let us. Hey, you're not going to break us up. Theodore is not going to break us up, James.
Thank you, Reg.
I love you, Theodore. Get well soon, my friend.
Reggie will be on the call tonight. It's game five in Phoenix. That's at 10 Eastern. Mavericks and the Suns. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Back after this. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Once again, I want to thank the backroom guys for a makeshift studio here outside in the grilling area. Wanted to stay away from the Danettes. Still wanted to do the show and appreciate what they did yesterday to make this happen. We'll probably have the same setup for the next couple of days until I'm out of COVID protocol, but tested positive on Saturday morning. Symptoms aren't that bad now. Saturday, Sunday, and part of Monday, bad. You just want to stay in bed. You got cabin pressure in your noggin and shortness of breath and you're coughing and not a good situation. Flu-like symptoms, but feeling a lot better today. Yes, Paulie?
I, in my mind, once I talked to you yesterday and you seemed like you were going towards being on the mend and you're generally healthy, I had a joke plan. Can I run it by you how I was going to open the show today? And you tell me if the joke would have fallen flat or worked.
Okay, yeah.
So you were going to be on the show and you were going to start out and people would have probably looked and said, why is Dan outside wearing a hoodie and a hat and all the other guys inside? And right as you were about to tell people that you were going to be whatever with your COVID situation, I was going to have Jay Glazer call in and break the news that you tested positive for COVID and he would beat you on the story.
Okay.
I think you would have liked it. I don't know if everyone would have.
Yeah, I would like that.
That was my plan.
Yeah, that would have been great to have Glazer.
Next time.
Next time I have COVID, Glazer gets.
He's booked.
Yeah. Man, I went 26 months. 26 months. And all of a sudden it taps me on the shoulder and I went, you got to be kidding me. I go back to, was that last March or April when, this is 2 years ago. And I wasn't in the age group that could get a shot, get vaccinated. And I had a friend who worked in Ohio at a hospital. And he said, if you drive or fly to Cleveland, I'll get you a shot tomorrow. And I said, okay. It was a Tuesday. And we were off that week. I got up at 5 in the morning, and I drove to Cleveland. 10 hours. I stopped for gas one time, went to Cleveland, waited in line. And I waited 15 minutes, went in, got the shot. Then you have to wait 15 minutes, got back in my car and drove 10 hours back. Stopped one time for gas and that was it. Because at the time I had a compromised immune system and everything that we were hearing and seeing and reading was at my age with that condition that I was vulnerable. And I said to my wife, I'm going. And you know, I'm thankful that I was able to get it. I do think being boosted helped me for 26 months, in my opinion, in my case. Don't want to speak for anybody else. But in my case, I think even the symptoms that I have now are probably lessened to a greater degree because of having the shots and being boosted. In my opinion, and I want people firing away at Tyler on phones or social media here. This is just my situation. All right, let's see. I feel bad. I had people call in and I didn't get to the phone calls today. I'll get to phone calls tomorrow, I promise. You know, Marv, I'm still amazed that you could not come up with one reason how to sustain a marriage, like what makes a good marriage. And that was Friday, wasn't it, where we were going around the room where you could, you know, I was teeing it up, Mother's Day, you know, what makes for a great marriage? And everybody had something to say, except you.
Yeah, it just shows you how my marriage is going.
Well,
you got to hand it to him.
I need a second source, like your wife. Maybe if she said the same thing. Did you come up with anything in 5 days?
I did. Oh, should I share it now?
Yeah.
Well, I was just.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. You're a team. Like Paulie said, see, I'm just stealing. That's all I'm doing.
No, you can't.
It's compromise. You know what?
No, that's terrible.
I said this on the 1215 Club. Don't invalidate the other person's feelings. What might not be a big deal to you might be a big deal to them.
All right.
And, you know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Look at that. Look at that, Marv.
He lifted that off the internet somewhere.
You're stealing. You sample. You might as well, be a rapper.
Yeah, I'll take that.
You're the P. Diddy of this show.
If I have P. Diddy's money, then by all means.
Yeah. And a couple of wives.
No. I'm dealing with the one.
You're dealing with the one.
No, I didn't mean to say dealing. Good. I didn't mean to say dealing.
What are you doing?
What I learned today is...
Oh, Marvin.
What I learned today is you probably shouldn't go home anytime soon. What we learned brought to you by Panini. All-time greats, the only place to collect them all. That Paulie says that was a fake cough. That was not a fake cough.
Totally a fake cough.
PaniniAmerica.net. Talk to tomorrow. Close out the show with Tunnel to Towers Foundation breaking ground on its new Do Good Village. That's located in Land O'Lakes, Florida. First of its kind, a community of 110 homes for the foundation's program recipients. So together, families will heal together. Special place. Families know their neighbors. They know that they understand and care. A community where the children of our nation's fallen or catastrophically injured heroes can grow and experience life together. The foundation's Do Good Village is going to help those families beyond measure. And it's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of a lot of acres of land and your generosity. Help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. Make the Do Good Village the first of many communities like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our heroes have made for our country and our communities. It's a great organization. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at the letter T, the number 2, letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.